flow and intermittent manufacturing comparison. Exhibit 7-26 and Exhibit 7-27 illustrate the differences between flow and intermittent manufacturing. As you examine the exhibit, notice the following key areas of differentiation. Process type, intermittent, goods are produced based on customer orders and not for stocking. Flow, goods are produced based on demand forecast and for stocking. Layout, intermittent, the layout is based on the function being performed irrespective of the product being produced. Flow, the layout is based on the product. Routing, intermittent, production routing is flexible. The product design continues to change. Flow, production routing is not flexible. It is standardized. The same product is manufactured continuously. Scheduling, intermittent, based on the sequence in which tasks are to be completed. Flow, based on the production rate for a given period of time. Transaction requirements. Intermittent, cost per unit may be higher because production is done on a small scale. Flow, cost per unit may be lower because production is done on a large scale. Both intermittent and flow processes address control and productivity tools in a similar manner, so they are not called out in the information above. Exhibit 7-26, intermittent process. Exhibit 7-27, flow process. Exhibit 7-28 summarizes the differences in PIC for intermittent versus flow manufacturing. Exhibit 7-28, intermittent and flow manufacturing characteristics. The differences between intermittent and flow for PIC extend to their reporting and status control systems. Intermittent processing systems, for example, need detailed feedback loops to keep queue and wait times reasonable. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines production reporting as a process for providing feedback to the production schedule and allow for corrective action and maintenance of valid on-hand and on-order balances. It normally includes manufacturing order authorization, release, acceptance, operation start, delay reporting, move reporting, scrap and rework reporting, order closeout, and payroll interface. SINs, manufacturing order reporting, shop order reporting. Flow systems that do not use batches due to dedicated products per line need only flow control. As defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, flow control is a specific production control system that is based primarily on setting production rates and feeding work into production to meet these plan rates, and then monitoring and controlling production. C. Shop floor control.